Kerry just started dominating a few kickouts with it, and they really were on their front foot when they got them, you know. And everything the kick test did, it went over the bar, you know. Just we struggled big time to get our hands on the ball. Doing well for a while then. I felt with a couple of chances to get pop a couple more scores over the bar, and we didn't do that. And Kerry came down and they responded and punished us with it. Aye. But again, that first 20 minutes, you can see we were getting back ball. We're getting all them first and second balls. We were, and they say as the game went on, you know, Kerry started to get clean catches. I mean, you're getting that there, and our fellas were getting caught in the front side of them and weren't trying to break the ball or get inside them to rough them up a bit, you know. And young lad down in the middle of the field there, he took maybe say three in a row and really helped get them a foothold in the game. They pulled it back from 7-2, and give them that wee edge, get in there, you see it with them going into half time. Again, we're in this position before through the year, and we pulled things over the line, but like just see the second half, they just get the foot up on us, and they were hard to hold back, so they were yep by. Hands up, we were disappointing, so we were, and a lot of things we're doing. We were giving away a silly ball. We weren't getting runners up to help each other, so we weren't the other way, and just relying on one-on-ones and stuff like that. It wasn't really working for us, you know. And just took the energy was sapped out of us at the wrong time, and the lads just couldn't bounce back when they needed it. And say, look here, full credit to Kerry, they really dominated after the first 25 minutes, they dominated the rest of the game, and they got big scores on the board. I think that two-pointer before half-time was a big score for them, you know. And then young Danny came in there, missing for a bit of the year, and he got a score as well too, you know. So really, look here, just hard to get that play, hard to get that link pass in the second half. We just couldn't get it. I think only two scores in the second half is just not good enough, you know. Well, all these the tone we put across were in touching distance, you know, and that's what we always said about being in touching distance at half-time. We were. You know, you want to get the control of that ball to start of the second half. We didn't do that. We gave away a couple of balls cheaply, even the throw, and they got it, and then we got it back again. We gave it back too easy, and Kerry were more controlled with the ball. And the deep runner, what they had there, trying to get that thing passed inside, and it come off them a couple of times, and a couple of big scores from it, you know. And just back again, we just couldn't get our hands on the break ball, and they dominated it all the second half. That was a big... Yep, and they really were pushing us strong. Yep, they're really pushing us strong, as I say, you know, they dominated, and we have to take our hats off to them and congratulate them today. They were the stronger team all over. So as I say to our lads, the game lasts for an hour, and we've proved that the year here in different games. And today we did not come out at all in the second half. It was just not good enough, you know. Aye.